N4MMW. N4MMW. N4IQ. N4MMW. N4IQ.
N2 Tango Mobile.
On frequency.
W2T, hello, Bill.
I got this last end of it. I had the volume turned down a little bit. Hey, Rusty. I bet you're busy this time of year with all the Christmas activities and the singing.
Let me get out of here and I'll call you back. W2T Mobile.
Okay, N4IQ.
You W2T?
W2T N4IQ.
Getting all ready, huh? I'm over here in downtown Greer where I had to make a property inspection today.
Well, hope that went well. I just a few minutes ago got out of water exercise. I hope you're hearing me a little better. I'm just now going underneath I-85 headed in town on Lawrence Road.
Just getting ready to turn right onto Wade Hampton Boulevard and head back towards Spartanburg. So that's where I am right now and headed that direction. But, I do property inspections for a company that's out of California. We do it for banks and things like that. People are buying property. And this is the second commercial property I've done this week. So it's been interesting, that, to say the least. Now I'm going to go find me some lunch.
That's a good idea. That's actually where I'm going right now. So exactly what do you do when you do the inspection?
Primarily, I go and, in the case of these commercial properties like this one today, we had to have a sketch drawn. I measure the outside of the building, all the measurements on the outside of the building, draw a picture of it, mark all the measurements on it, showing which way is north and everything. And then I go through and show where the property is located, what street goes by it, that type of thing. And then I take a whole series of pictures inside and outside, all outside of the building, all sides of the building, every bit of it that can be seen. And then I go in and photograph each office or each space inside the building and send that in. And then I've got about 75 questions I have to answer about the condition of the building and everything else. So, you know, it's a pretty thorough inspection, and I got certified to do this, and it puts a little bit more money in my pocket than the home inspections I was doing, because those were, you just go take pictures of the outside of the building and the property, and went on your way, and you didn't get paid very much for those.
Well, you got all the cameras and that type of equipment that you need, that's for sure. Well, that's good. Keeps you out of trouble. So this sounds like must be a pretty big company if they're out of California and then you're doing inspections in South Carolina. Over.
Called Trendsource, and we do a lot of different things. I do mystery buying at places for different things. I do revealed audits. I've done three of those now. Those are usually in office supply places or places that sell, ink for cartridge ink for like HP. I do those, and then I've done a couple of house inspections where somebody's trying to buy some property in the bank that is going to finance it. Wants this company to go out and do the do the site inspection, which is what I do, so they know the condition of the property that that somebody's wanting to finance. So I do that, and then like I said today, this one is the second one this week. I was over by the airport, downtown airport, Greenville downtown airport, 2 days ago on Tuesday doing one, and now I'm over here today doing one. So, you know, here in Greer, and that's what it's for. We do these for the banks. So, but the company is—they're all over the United States, and even got some offices, and even got some inspectors up in Canada too.
Well, that sounds like it'd be interesting. How long does it take you to do a commercial inspection?
My part of it, I still got to go home and fill out all the forms and load them up on the computer and submit all the photos I took and label them and submit them. So it took an hour here today, and it'll take me at least another hour at home to get all this stuff entered, uploaded, and signed off on it to so they'll pay me next week.
Well, that sounds like a lot to do. Anyway, but I think that'd be preferable to do that kind of job than a lot of other ones, that's for sure. Anyway, I am just about at my appointed place. I'm going to say 73. It's good talking to you, Rusty. And if I don't talk to you before, have a nice Thanksgiving. In for IQ.
All right, Bill, you take it easy. Next time you see your brother, say hello to him for me or talk to him. And we'll catch you later. In for IQ, W2T, W2T Mobile.
All right, I'll see him tomorrow. The church has a veterans dinner, and he's going to be here for that. So I'll tell him you said hello. In for IQ.
All right, you do that. I got to go find me someplace to find me a free lunch tomorrow. Talk to you later, W2T Mobile.
T-Mobile, AJ4RA,
I believe it was. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Good to hear you, Rusty. It's still morning. I was just about to say good afternoon. I have not talked to you for ages, and I was just riding on my way home there and heard you and Phil pick up there on the radio. So had to drop in and say hello. This is Bill. And years ago, we used to talk a lot, and I was operating then as Victor Echo 1 Bravo Mike India. Over.
1 BMI. Now, that call I do remember, Bill, and the other one is not that familiar. I think you probably had both of them at one time. But I was talking with Bill. Yeah, I was telling him I was over here working today so I can get paid. And now I'm headed back to Spartanburg so I can go find me some lunch. And then tomorrow I go look for something for a free lunch on Veterans Day. How about that?
That sounds like a good plan to me. Sounds like you had a productive morning, Rusty. And the Victor Echo 1 Bravo Mike India call I still have. It's a Canadian call. It's at my home place in Nova Scotia. So when I am back in that territory, I use it. It's actually at my brother's home. But I exclusively use the AJ4RA here now in this side of things. So hope everything has been well with you. I've been around 2 meters for a long time. Just put this rig back in my car here about 2 months ago, I guess, maybe 3, somewhere around there. AG4RA mobile.
Yeah, well, Bill, it's been, you know, it's been a number of years. I don't remember how long it's been since you and I last talked. I do talk a lot of times with a bunch of VE stations, VE1, a couple of VE1s to check into some of the nets that I get on, several VE3s and VA3s and a little bit of all of that get into the Century Club nets that I work on, and so I get a lot of contacts like that, and I get work a bunch of those, and something that will blow somebody's mind. We've got a guy here in South Carolina, and his call is KL7. Well, KL is Alaska, and it throws people off when he says KL7 JR, and then he says South Carolina, and they have to think a minute about it because it comes up Alaska when you put it into some of the logging programs. But anyway, well, it's sure good to hear you, and hope you're doing well. I'm just celebrated 75 years this year, so I'm still keeping up, just me and the dog now. And she's getting even older than I am, so I don't know how long she's going to be around now.
And I catch a bunch of VE stations of various numbers according to where they are in Canada, and when I'm on HF from time to time. and have some family members, one that has a VE1 call, another that has a VE3 call. Kind of a little bit in the DNA, I guess. And I was just trying to think. God, it's probably 15 years since I had talked to you, at least close to it, if not accurate. And like I said, I had taken the VHF out of my car when I traded vehicles, and it was sitting on the shelf in my shop here for a long time, Rusty, just gathering dust. I continued to use the HF, but I was traveling so much out of the country with my work that I didn't bother putting the 2 meter back in the vehicle. And here, back this summer, I was working there one day, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to put that thing in and see if it still works. So I'm still running that old Esden that I bought many, many years ago here on the VHF. Of course, got some other and more modern equipment for HF, but anyway, there it goes. So, good on the 75 years. I beat you by a year. I hit the 76 mark in October this year. So, got a lot to be thankful for. Still doing okay. And back to you, Rusty.
Yeah, okay. Well, like I said, I hit 75. Of course, I lost my wife 10 years ago. She passed. And so it's been me and the dog. And I had a girlfriend for a little while, but didn't work out. We were too much alike. Our lives were too much alike. We were both alpha dogs in the fight. So, you know, we separated. She lives down here now. She used to live up in Michigan, and I was going up there to see her. But I've got a sister that lives in Florida, and I go down and visit her occasionally. She's batting down the hatches today for Nicole because she lives down in St. Augustine area, and they were expecting Nicole to come through there today, and I understand we're going to get it tomorrow or the next day. Of course, it's just back down to a tropical storm now, which makes me happy. I hope it gets less of a storm as it gets this way. But, I get on HF, and that's where I work with the VEs and all, because I work on the 3905 Century Club nets. And we do, nets on 40 meters and 75 meters. In fact, I called a 75 last night. And we do 20 meters, and we do PSK and RIDI and CW and sideband and all the good stuff. And I've been getting into a little bit of all of it. Been in this club for a number of years, and I'm the secretary for it. It's an international radio club. So good to hear you on here, W2T Mobile.
Goodness, thanks so much for the update. And sorry to hear that you had lost your wife some years back. I was, out of the loop back then. And good to hear that you're still engaged in lots of activities and things in life to keep you going strong. And you are probably getting close to lunch, and I've arrived back here at the QTH. Just sitting outside the garage here, ready to pull in. So, Rusty, I had to reach out when I heard your voice. Such a pleasure to catch up to you again. And wish you all the best. And 73, be clear in your file. AJ4RA Mobile.
AJ4RA Mobile, W2T. Well, I'll tell you what, Bill. I stay busy all the time, and I'm about halfway to where I'm going because I'm just going through Lyman. I'm on 29 right now. I'm headed over to Olive Garden in Spartanburg. And go there and have some of their good soup for lunch. That's where I'm headed today. But anyway, and I got some lady that just stopped in front of me, and she's got a green light. I don't know where she's going. And all she just stopped here on the road and blocking traffic. But anyway, good to hear you. Good to talk to you again. And like I said, I do a lot of things. I ring handbells. I sing barbershop. I sing in the church choir. I do belong to several radio clubs. I do photography. So I'm a little bit busy everywhere. You have a good one. Say hello to your better half, and we'll catch you later. AJ4RA, W2T, 73.
AJ4RA, Mobile Clear.